Michael Calaresi. He is with the East Lansing Citizen School Forum. Michael, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Tony?
Did I get your last name correct?
You did a great job, better than anyone so far.
There are two different factions out in East Lansing when it comes to what's going on with an upcoming school bond. There is one faction that wants thinks that some schools need to be closed and some other cost savings need to be put into effect. And then there is another organization. And I think the group that was supporting the yes vote is called East Lansing's Citizen School Forum. Now, there's also the another faction, and we've just been trying to talk with both to get both sides of the story. Michael,
absolutely.
Tell us where you stand.
Sure. Well, I'm part of the East Lansing Citizen School Forum, as you mentioned, and we're just a group of concerned citizens that sat in meetings with the board. Some of us were on the K-8 facilities committee that had been studying this issue that led to the bond for, you know, over a year. And we just grew really concerned that the district was making in a very narrow 4-3 decision to close a school but then rebuild the exact same square footage that was going to cost the exact same amount of money to run, all at a cost of $53 million in debt to taxpayers, that this is going to be a big mistake for a district and things that we really cared about. And so where we stand is that the bond is just a bad deal for East Lansing, and that while, you know, usually I think we trust the school board to do the best thing for the school district and our children, and in this case, they stumbled into a mistake, and we're here to have a public conversation about it and let people know some of the nuances of this bond proposal and why, you know, you could be investing $53 million and getting a pretty terrible return on your investment.
All right. Tell us about the nuances that concern you the most.
Absolutely. So first is the idea that we're closing a school, the only school in the south of the district, Red Cedar Elementary School, that serves 270 children in the 2010 census that live there. As their only walkable elementary school, while we're rebuilding two schools within 0.7 miles of each other in one neighborhood, a relatively more affluent neighborhood in White Hills. So it's totally understandable that this bond splits the district to some extent, because the bond is very good for some neighborhoods. And in fact, my neighborhood where I live, my children would get three schools rebuilt, all within the district's own walkable 1.5-mile radius. But my kids don't need three elementary schools and invest nothing in the 25% of all the children that live in the district, right, that live south of Bertram Center, in the southern part of the district. So, you know, it splits the district, I think, the bond proposal, because it's very good for some and very bad for others. And I just think we should invest in all kids equally. But, you know, that's all. Go ahead.
Is it a case of the rich against the not-so-rich?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's the case of the people that have looked closely at this, and then the people that have trusted the school board. And I think once people start seeing the numbers, for example, I think you brought up at the beginning that the other group supports, you know, investing in our schools, right, to save money, correct? A school needs to be closed to save money. But actually, the superintendent, I had an hour and a half meeting with him last week. He now sees that there's no operational savings in this plan. That, in fact, we're going to rebuild. If we can't afford to run six schools now, right, which I would say is not quite true, but we also then can't afford to run five schools in these new buildings because they're actually going to cost slightly more. An MSU economist and several accountants sent a letter to the board explaining this to them. And so it seems sort of silly. So if you think that we need cost savings, right, and need to close schools now, then we're absolutely going to have to do that. But after investing $53 million, who wants a $10 million pre-K building or, even worse, a $10 million empty building in 5 years from now or less?
So is what you're saying is there might be compromise?
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons the forum has started, to not only say there are problems here, but to come up with alternatives. Six school alternatives, other five school alternatives, to provide information to the board that I think they didn't have. For example, they never even collected data on children's access to education, who would be able to walk to school and who wouldn't, given different plans before they made their decision. And so I think, you know, just getting this information out there is an important part of the story.
Well, is that a case the board didn't do their homework?
I would say that. Yes.
But if you have the superintendent taking a look at things, and it appears that it isn't going to be warring factions, if you will, people who are perhaps on both sides of the fence can find some common ground.
Absolutely. I think moving forward, neighborhood schools and walkable access is something that we heard time and time again. And it's just a shame that the board stumbled in a decision that did the most damage to children's access to neighborhood schools.
When is your next meeting for the East Lansing Citizens School Forum?
Well, we had a public forum to talk about this last Thursday, which was, you know, well attended. We got some great feedback, you know, from the public. We're going to sit down and talk this week, I think, about, you know, what we learned in the public forum. And we're going to sit down and we're going to try to present to the public a concrete alternative to this. So when people are voting no on the bond, they know that there's something better out there.
All right. Thanks, Michael. We'll stay in touch. We got to get to break.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.